Hi, I'm Lynn Tobin, music teacher and cellist, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Lynn Tobin, and good morning, Kids Commuters. Welcome to day two of ORF Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We're hanging out with our friend, cellist and music teacher, Lynn Tobin, and we'll check in with our Quizlet later in the show. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Kate.
Now, yesterday we started to learn about the ORF approach to teaching music to children, which was used by music teachers all over the world, and we've talked about a little bit about Karl ORF as a composer.
Karl ORF was a well-known German composer who lived from 1895 to 1982. He is most famous for writing a piece called Carmina Burana, which is a cantata, a big piece for soloists, chorus, and orchestra, based on 24 medieval poems. Perhaps you've heard the famous opening of Carmina Burana.
We have. We listened to O Fortuna during Boom Week, and we learned about the medieval folks complaining with very big feelings, and that's why the music is so big. To remind you, here's a little bit of O Fortuna.
If that sounds familiar, it's because Carmina Burana is Karl ORF's most famous piece of music, and it's even been used in movies and commercials. Karl ORF's friend and collaborator, Gunhild Kietmann, was a composer, performer, and teacher who brainstormed with Mr. ORF and came up with an approach to teaching music that they called Schulwerk, or schoolwork. It combines music, movement, drama, and speech into lessons that are similar to the way a child would play.
Now, this is something I think is really interesting. This whole thing between ORF and Kietmann was a child-friendly approach, trying to make things easy and fun for kids.
Indeed, it is an easy and fun approach. And it treats music as a basic system, like language, and believes that just as every child can learn language without formal instruction, so can every child learn music by a gentle and friendly approach. Kate, you can even remove bars or notes from ORF instruments to eliminate the wrong notes in a piece. And most of the ORF music for children uses a pentatonic or a five-note scale, like this duet for glockenspiel and metallophone.
So again, that helps remove some of the nerves for kids because you can actually take the bars off that they don't have to play.
That's absolutely right. And part of the fun of playing ORF music is being able to use so many different instruments in your music classroom. In addition to glockenspiels, xylophones, and percussion instruments, ORF loved to use water glasses tuned by using different amounts of water in each glass. He also incorporated cello, guitar, and recorder into many of his arrangements. Here are three short pieces written by ORF and Kietmann. Listen carefully and see how many different instruments you can count in these three pieces.
Thank you. I started to lose count. I think I heard a couple in there. How many instruments were there?
If you guessed 7 instruments, you are exactly right. The instruments used were glockenspiel, xylophone, recorder, metallophone, cello, tuned water glasses, and timpani.
Now, again, I'm fascinated with tuned water glasses. Kids Commuters, why don't you fill up some water glasses at home, tap them with pencils, maybe make a little song and send it to us. I'd love to hear how that goes. What are we going to do tomorrow, Lynn?
Tomorrow we'll talk about how Carl Orff traveled all over the world and collected instruments that he thought children would enjoy learning to play.
Thanks, Lynn. We'll see you tomorrow. Now, Kids Commuters, normally this is where we would have our Quizlet for the week, but this week we want you to text us for a different reason. This week you have a chance to play the clapper during the Leroy Anderson song Sleigh Ride on stage at Sounds of the Season with the Interlochen Arts Academy Band and Choir. That concert coming up Friday night, and you can be on stage with me. If you would like to play the clapper, send us a text to area code 231-237-7482 with your name, your address, and the word sleigh in the text message. Then we'll do a drawing, and by Thursday at noon, we'll let you know if you have won the opportunity to play the clapper on stage with the band. Kids Commuter Gwyneth won it last year. This year, will it be you? Can't wait to find out. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.